The Roundup continues from CBC Radio 1 on this Monday afternoon. I'm Bill Richardson here in Vancouver. And we'll continue now, as we do each Monday afternoon at this time, with the Dudley Chronicles. Today we've come to Episode 4. Now that Verna is no longer the MLA, she's back to playing the organ in church. But that doesn't quite qualify as a career. So, while she's looking around for the next challenge, she's spending a lot of time out of town and meeting some fascinating people. This episode of Greg Nelson's series, The Dudley Chronicles, is called The Blog.
Ministry is not generally considered to be an adversarial profession. It tends to attract the more informal, laid-back type person. Those who eschew the butch posturing associated with, for example, your lawyer, your executive VP, etc., in favor of the Birkenstocks with socks look and the, you know, colorful woven vests. Despite this, I find it impossible not to compare. Put two clergy in a room together and we're immediately sizing each other up, ticking away at our scorecards. Who's got the better congregation, the nicer church? I, of course, am no exception. In my snide and passive-aggressive way, I'm extremely competitive. In fact, to be honest, I'm a bit of a pit bull. I go for the jugular every time. I sink my teeth in and I shake and I shake and I shake them until they're dead. I'm not proud of it, but that's just the way it is. The whole Bernard episode is a perfect example. It begins with one of our regular staff meetings. Myself, Harold, and Verna at the church. First order of business, I'd like to officially welcome Verna back to the fold.
Hear, hear.
As the man once said, politics loss is the church's gain.
Oh, Reverend, that's sweet.
Which man is that, Reverend?
Sorry?
Which man was it that said that saying?
No, Harold, it's not a specific man. It's a general sort of hypothetical man.
I see.
It's a figure of speech, Harold.
Okay.
So, Verna, now that you're no longer the Dudley MLA, have you got any plans?
Well, I've been thinking maybe law school.
Wow.
Or maybe a cupcake shop.
Really?
Oh, they've always been kind of my specialty.
Cupcakes?
You come in the door, and there'd be all these different cupcakes to choose from. And they'd have the icing and those little paper wrappers you can peel off.
The wrappers, right.
And the sprinkles. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of cupcakes, I have an item for the agenda.
Shoot.
Well, yesterday, I was up at the Safeways up in Medicine Hat. And I was chatting with this man behind me in line. And it turns out he's a minister, too, in Franklin.
Our Franklin?
Franklin, just down the highway, Franklin?
Right. And we got to talking, and I told him all about you, Reverend. And anyways, we thought, wouldn't it be fun if he came here one Sunday and you went to Franklin like a switch, a minister switch?
I have a question. What does that have to do with cupcakes?
Sorry?
You just said, speaking of cupcakes.
Oh. Nothing. No reason.
Verna, you're blushing.
Am I? No, I'm not.
Uh-oh.
Nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Where were we? Item two.
Verna, is it possible this man...
Bernard.
Is Bernard. Is he, by any chance, single?
You know, I've never asked.
Uh-huh. And this whole minister switch, it's not just a way for you to see him again?
Reverend, of course not. I just thought it might be fun.
Well, I, for one, don't like the sound of this Bernard joker. I vote no.
Oh, Harold, you don't even know him. How could you possibly have enough information based on my little Safeways anecdote to make any kind of determination at all?
When did you start talking like that?
Like what?
Anecdote. Determination.
I'm going to law school, Harold. Get used to it.
I thought you were going to make cupcakes.
I think I've heard about this guy.
Bernard?
Yeah, is he the one that he used to be a professor?
Oh, that guy.
A professor?
He wrote all those books about, what was it, Christian ethics?
Right, yeah, a hotshot guy.
Ethics? Wow, fantastic.
Deep inside, my inner pit bull begins to growl. You know what, Verna? I think we should do a switch. Let's just see what Mr. Hotshot is made of. After the meeting, I head over to the Dudley Cafe. lunch with Michelle.
Check this out. I got this anonymous email.
Yeah, who's it from?
Who's it from?
Yeah.
Who's the anonymous email from?
You don't know who it's from.
That's right.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be
anonymous. Oh, very good.
What can I get you?
I'll have the double burger, extra bacon, curly fries, and a large Coke.
Make it two.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry?
How about a nice green salad? Iceberg lettuce, tomato, little cucumber.
We don't want a salad.
We want a burger.
Not gonna happen.
Why not?
It's too fatty.
Too fatty?
I am sick and tired of watching all of you shoveling all this crap in your mouths. This town needs to get healthy, Reverend, and you are the one that's gonna set the example. Chalky, two green salads, fat!
Unbelievable.
So, this anonymous email, it pointed me to a website. Ever heard of a blog?
What?
A blog.
A blog?
Yeah.
B-L-O-G.
Yes, is there any chance we can move this conversation along just a little more quickly?
No, I have not heard of a blog.
It's like an internet journal, a kind of day-in-the-life accounting of wealth of someone's life.
Like a diary.
Exactly, like a diary. And this particular someone just happens to live in Dudley.
Really? But you don't know who?
No.
So it's also anonymous. Huh?
Look, I printed up a few pages. Read this from here.
I started the day with breakfast at the Dudley Cafe. Sheila was in her usual fine form. Oh, my gosh.
Keep going.
At the next table over was the Reverend. I have to say he's kind of funny looking. His nose is far too big and his ears stick out the wrong way.
Don't worry. You're in good company. Half of Dudley gets the same treatment. Whoever they are, they've got a lot of opinions.
Okay. Two green salads, dressing on the side, nice glass of tap water.
Lovely. Thank you, Sheila.
And just remember, 25 chews before you swallow.
A big nose?
Kevin.
I don't have a big nose.
Of course you don't.
Do I?
No. Oh, God, no. Anyway, I don't know who else knows about this or who's been reading it, but I guarantee you, before long, everyone in Dudley is... Are you listening?
You think I have a big nose.
Kevin, I just said you didn't.
Oh, my God. Oh,
are you going to obsess on the nose thing?
You've always thought I have a big nose.
No! Of course not. Look, that's ridiculous.
What about my ears?
There he is.
Reverend, good. We found you. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Hey, have a seat.
No time.
Gotta get moving.
Verna set up a meeting with guess who?
Bernard.
Now?
Say hello to Franklin.
Who's Franklin?
I'll explain later.
Who's Bernard?
Come on, Reverend, let's move.
Kevin?
Hey, what about your salad?
The three of us pile into Harold's truck and hit the highway. I sit in the middle, sandwiched between Harold and Verna.
I'm just saying, it happened very quickly.
Well?
We hardly even discussed it.
But we did discuss it. We discussed it this morning, didn't we, Reverend? And then I made a phone call, and here we are.
Here we quickly are.
Which is how things happen in my world, Harold. They happen quickly. My world is a quick world, an efficient world.
And which world is that, Verna? The world of law school or the world of cupcakes?
Reverend, are you going to let him speak to me that way?
Reverend, what are you doing?
I'm looking at my nose in the rearview mirror.
Aren't you a little suspicious of this Bernard clown?
He's not a clown. Tell him, Reverend.
I think he's staging a takeover.
Of what?
Of our church. And you're his unwitting accomplice.
That's ridiculous. When did you ever get so cynical, Harold?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Thank you, Reverend. It's about time someone brought a modicum of dignity and perspective into this conversation.
Should I get my ears pinned? They look better like this, don't you think?
There it is. Harold, stop the truck. The Church of Bernard. It's so beautiful.
From the outside, I have to grudgingly admit that Bernard's church looks pretty good. Manicured lawns and gardens, newly paved parking lot, brand new coat of paint. We park the truck and head into the sanctuary, which, much to my horror, is newly and quite spectacularly renovated.
Hello! Come in, come in. Verna, how lovely to see you again. You look absolutely delicious.
This is Harold.
Hello. Pleasure.
And this is Reverend Kevin.
Hi, Bernard.
It's Bernard, actually.
Huh? Sorry?
Bernard.
Hmm.
Not Bernard. Bernard.
Ah, okay.
What a beautiful church.
Thank you, my dear.
And what gorgeous singing that is.
Ah, that is our soloist, Roberta.
Ah.
Sounds good, Bobby.
You have a soloist.
Of course, every Sunday.
Really?
So, would you like the tour?
Oh, we love it.
I think I'm going to barf.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Now, this obviously is the Saturday.
Every detail is perfect. Every single detail. It's like the platonic ideal of a church. The church which makes all other churches look like pathetic shadow churches on the, you know, cave wall. Eventually, we end up in Bernard's office.
So, let's talk business.
Let's.
Our little switcheroo.
You know what? I'm sure you're very busy, Bernard, so why don't we just...
No. I am quite keen to see your little church. Compare notes, as it were.
I'm sure you are.
What about next Sunday?
That soon?
Perfect.
Let me just check my book to make sure. There is so much going on here. It's non-stop activity. I'm sure you know what that's like, Kenny.
Kevin.
What would we do without our books?
Yes, our books.
I just want to be sure nothing special is happening. No. Looks good. Just a regular run-of-the-mill type Sunday.
Okay, then.
I hope you don't mind speaking to large groups of people, Corey.
Kevin.
We tend to have sellouts every Sunday, packed to the rafters, as it were, if I may employ such a crude colloquialism.
Okie doke. Well, we better get hoofing it.
You can't stay for coffee.
Sure we can. But there's no rush, Harold.
No, Harold's right. I have a meeting.
You do?
I left my book at the church. Actually, my palm pilot.
Your what?
That's right.
Yeah, remember, Harold?
Your palm parrot.
Pilot.
Pilot. Right. That very important meeting.
Harold's right. We really should hoof it.
Ah, well, then perhaps you could stay for coffee, Werner. Just the two of us. I can give you a lift home later.
Oh. Okay.
Excellent. We can work out all the details.
Yeah.
Good day, gentlemen.
Back in the truck, Harold is fuming. And I have that old familiar sinking sensation down in the pit of my stomach. Bernard is clearly a far more formidable foe than I had anticipated. It just may be time for desperate measures.
You know what this means, Reverend?
Indeed I do.
This means war.
Indeed it does.
We have to get us some people.
A lot of people. It has to be standing room only.
That Verna, boy, she cheeses me. You know what we should get?
What?
A fancy organist.
Ah.
We bring one down from Medicine Hat or Calgary even.
And a choir, too.
A professional choir.
Perfect.
Now that'll show Verna.
That'll show Bernard.
This is gonna be fun.
That night at the manse, as Michelle works away at the computer, I fill her in on the day's events. And a professional organist and an entire professional choir. We gonna take that sucker down. Old Bernard gonna be begging for mercy. He ain't gonna know what hit his sorry ass.
Kevin, why are you talking like that?
It's my Muhammad Ali imitation.
Well, it's very good.
Yeah. And another thing, we're going to need your help.
Forget it.
You're going to do like a review in the paper. You'll be like a church critic, and you're going to tear old Bernard to shreds.
Well, that sounds great, honey, except for one thing.
What?
Not going to happen.
Why not?
I've got much bigger fish to fry, Kevin.
What possible fish could be bigger than...
I know who's doing the blog.
The what?
The blog. The blog. I know who's doing the blog.
Who?
Sheila.
Sheila?
Listen to this. The coolest person in town is that perky, good-natured, fun-loving waitress at the Dudley Cafe.
You're kidding.
Or, I agree with Sheila. What this town needs above all else is more salad. She's obviously having the time of her life. I'm sure she thinks it's hilarious.
You know what you should do?
What?
Get her. Take her down. You gotta teach that girl a lesson.
Believe me, I intend to. Little does Sheila know, the joke is soon gonna be on her.
Michelle works late into the night. Next morning, we go to the Dudley Cafe.
Remember, let me do the talking.
Okay.
I don't want to tip her off. If she knows that we know, she might stop writing the blog.
And why would that be bad?
Because this is fantastic coffee, Kevin. I'm going to work the whole mystery angle. Who could it be? What are their motives? She'd be good for about 3 weeks worth of stories, building, 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 and then boom! Big expose, front page. My circulation is going to go through the roof.
Okay, but...
Shh! Here she comes. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Sheila. Coffee? Oh, you bet.
Thank you.
So, did you guys hear about the blog?
Yes.
We certainly have, Sheila, yes.
What's that, Big Nose? Oh, I mean Reverend. Who did I say? Big Nose? What I meant was Reverend.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
So, tell me, Sheila, what is your opinion of the blog?
I think it's funny.
You think it's funny?
Yes.
Interesting. And would you care to elaborate on that?
Hey, where are you taking notes?
I'm doing a piece for the paper.
On the blog?
I'm just getting reactions from various people, that sort of thing.
Oh. Well, I can't talk right now.
That's okay.
Yeah, I got a rush on, okay? Maybe later. Who wants coffee?
I rest my case.
You know what, Michelle? Maybe it's not such a good idea to...
Reverend! There you are.
Verna, wait.
I've got something to say to you, mister.
Verna, calm down.
What's going on?
She's in a...
I have never been so insulted in my life. I can't believe you would do such a thing. I am never, ever playing again, ever. I quit. You hear me? I quit. I quit. Goodbye, Reverend. And good riddance.
Verna, stop it. Just wait.
What the heck was that all about?
She must have been reading the blog.
And?
This morning's entry. It's all about the minister switch and how you and Harold are planning to hire a, quote, real organist, unquote.
Oh, my God.
I don't blame her, Kevin. I'd be insulted, too.
I'll be right back.
Hey, wait for me.
We catch up to Verna outside just as she's getting into her car.
Verna, you're blowing this way out of proportion.
Shut up, Harold.
Verna, roll down that window. It's not what you think.
I never want to see either one of you ever again.
Oh, geez, son of a gun.
You better go after her, Harold. Tell her we were just kidding.
But we weren't just kidding.
She doesn't know that. Hurry.
I'm going.
Wait a second, Harold. What is your response to Verna?
Huh?
Would you say she's justified in being upset?
Michelle.
I'll tell you my response. My response is you reap what you sow. I mean, if you're going to go around lusting after strange men in the safe place, you got to put up with the consequences.
So, Harold, you say lusting.
Michelle?
Wait!
Oh.
How does that make you feel?
Eventually, everyone calms down. I manage to talk Michelle out of putting the whole sorry episode in the paper, and when Sunday comes, we proceed with our minister switch. Bernard comes to my church, and I go to his. Bernard's church is, as promised, packed to the rafters. I don't know where they all come from. Franklin, frankly, isn't all that big. They must drive in from all over southern Alberta. The soloist is, as expected, perfect. The choir, outstanding. And before I know it, it's time for my sermon.
Good morning. Nice to see you all.
A sea of shining faces looks up at me, full of rapt attention. You could hear a pin drop. I start, as I often do, with a joke.
I must say I'm a little nervous. I'm sure you are, too, this being our first time together. Don't worry. I promise I'll be very gentle.
At first, my back was up. But then I realized they're not laughing at me. They're laughing with me.
Wow, you guys are a great audience. But seriously, I want to talk to you today about
about the single most important force in the world today. The force which I believe will save us from ourselves and each other. I'm referring, of course, to love. Love and forgiveness. And so it goes. It's the perfect congregation. In the perfect church. Everything about it is perfect.
It's my special. Thank you.
Afterwards, as soon as I can extricate myself from my adoring public, I drive back to Dudley. Our starting time is later, and I want to catch the last few minutes of the Dudley service. I've given up any hope of besting Bernard. My inner pit bull is sprawled, bloodied, and whimpering in the dirt. At this point, I'm just praying that my church can make a respectable showing. I slip into the back pew beside Michelle, who, instead of singing, is once again scribbling notes.
How's it going?
Hang on. I'm in the middle of a thought.
Hey, where's Bernard? Where's Verna?
They left.
In the middle of the service?
Bernard was kind of in tears at the time.
Oh, God. What happened?
Well, the congregation kind of booed him.
They booed him? Why on earth would they... Don't tell me.
The blog. This morning's entry.
What did it say?
That Bernard thinks Dudley is, quote, a hick backwater town full of hick backwater people.
Where's Sheila? I'm going to murder her.
Wait, Kevin. You should go talk to Bernard first.
It's Bernard.
What?
Bernard, not Bernard.
Whatever.
You're right. I should talk to him.
And then you can go murder Sheila.
I find them in my office.
Reverend, there you are. Thank goodness.
Did you hear what happened?
Yes, and Bernard, I'd like to apologize.
We've just been explaining about the blog.
It's unfortunate. I have never been booed in my life.
Of course you haven't, Bernard.
It's all a big misunderstanding.
It's an outrage.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up to the pulpit right now and explain the whole situation.
Good idea, Reverend.
I promise I'll fix it. Everything will be fine. But then, just as I get to the door...
Bunch of peasants.
Excuse me?
Well, this is a backwater. And this church is a cesspool.
For a moment, we're too surprised to respond. But only for a moment. Is that so?
No, just a gosh darn minute.
Both of you, be quiet. I'll handle this.
It's true.
Bernard, I'm going to give you 3 seconds to take that back.
Oh, I wasn't referring to you, Verna. It's everyone else.
Time's up. You're out of here, Buster.
What?
Let's go. We'll walk you to your car.
What are you... Hey. Let go of me. That girl, Verna.
Right this way.
Ow.
Verna, there's no other word for it, manhandles Bernard out of the church and into his car.
Ah! Oh, don't be such a baby. Now get out of town and don't come back.
Yeah.
Nice work, Verna.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back.
Both of you, shut up!
No,
shut up! I'm not impressed with either of you. You're acting like a couple of teenagers. I don't know how you engineered this whole fiasco.
What? No, it was...
I said, pipe down! If I were you, I'd start working on your apology.
Well, forget it. I'm not apologizing.
Not to him, you dimwits. To me. It should be elaborate, expensive, and if at all possible, it should involve plenty of chocolate.
She tries to glare at us, but she can't quite manage it. Suddenly, everyone's smiling.
It's not funny.
Of course not.
I'm not smiling.
Me neither.
I have to go.
See ya.
Bye, Verna.
Remember, lots and lots of chocolate.
What did I miss? Where's Verna going?
I'll tell you later.
Tell me now.
You realize, Harold, this is all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, if you hadn't told Sheila what we were planning...
I didn't tell Sheila.
Well, you must have, because I didn't tell her. The only person I told was...
And then I get it. The whole thing suddenly makes sense. I turn and stare at Michelle, who starts blushing.
Who did you tell, Reverend?
You know what? I should get going. Yeah. See ya!
Not so fast.
No, really, I have work to do.
Reverend, what's going on? Who did you tell?
I don't believe this.
It's not what you think.
Oh, I think it's exactly what I think.
Okay, look.
It's never been Sheila. It's been you the whole time. You're the blogger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course. You've been purposely creating all this drama and conflict so that you can write about it in your paper.
Keep your voice down.
Unbelievable.
Now, I can explain.
Wait a second. That means you're the one who made fun of my nose.
Kevin.
And my ears. You don't like my ears. I knew it.
I love your ears.
I don't think you do.
Oh, Kevin, wait. Oh, let me explain. It's not that they stick out exactly. It's more that they have character. A kind of outstanding character, as it were.
Yeah.
Come on. They're unique. They're... And interesting. You have interesting ears, honey.
In the end, Michelle agrees to shut down the blog. In fact, she agrees to write an exposé about herself for the newspaper, and also to print a full retraction with regards to any and all criticisms made of my physical appearance. In retrospect, I'm not proud of myself. I'm aware that the whole fiasco is partly my fault. I resolve in the future to tone down my competitive instincts. The funny thing is that even though Bernard's church is seemingly perfect in every way, I'll take Dudley any day of the week, hands down. Sure, it's full of the crazed and mentally imbalanced, but really, that's part of its charm. The truth is, I wouldn't have it any other way.
The Dudley Chronicles, created and written by Greg Nelson. In the cast, Richard Side plays the Reverend Kevin Dershkowski, Jillian Fargy plays Michelle, Bridget O'Sullivan is Verna, Lee Taylor is Harold, and Sheila is played by Tabitha St. Germain. Howard Siegel appeared as Bernard. The singer, Roberta, is Pamela Campbell. Original music composed and performed by Brian Tate. Dave Carley was the script consultant. Chris Cutress, the recording engineer. Dagmar Kapankanen, the associate producer. Kathleen Flaherty, the producer and director. And Damiano Perpolo, the executive producer. Now you know it all. You can order this drama on CD for a cost of $21 for two episodes, $40 for the entire series of 6 half-hours. What are you going to choose? You can order by phoning 416-205-5966 or email radiodramaoncd@toronto.cbc.ca. Or send a check to them at P.O. Box 500, Station 8, Toronto, M5W1E6. Is that all clear? Good. That's all for the roundup for this afternoon at CBC Vancouver. I'm Bill Richardson. Tomorrow, programming for Remembrance Day.